Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Feeling a bit bleary-eyed this morning. Yeah. I had some friends around for dinner last night and afterwards had some cake and I went, oh, anyone want a coffee? Stupidly made myself one.
Sunday night.
I know.
You're supposed to go to bed to wake up early.
I forgot it was Sunday night. So I'm having an espresso at like 7:30. Struggled to get to sleep. And if you're the same every night, well, here's a technique presented by TikTok fitness guru Justin Augustin. He has put this video up, which has had over 4.5 million views. It's a military technique.
Oh, no. Is yeah. It like a Vulcan neck pinch, like sleep?
Oh, if only it was that easy. No, as Justin points out, no, this is a technique used by soldiers.
Now, this technique was developed in the military to allow soldiers to fall asleep at any time, any place, even on the battlefield when the environment is extremely uncomfortable and there's a lot of noise happening. Sleep for a soldier is crucial.
Yeah. Like, if you're on a battlefield, you can't exactly light an aromatherapy candle, play some whale songs in the background. Hopefully you can drown out the sound of gunfire and screams of agony and that sort of thing. They reckon that soldiers and fighter pilots use this technique as well. Not when they're flying, obviously.
To zonk
themselves out in under 2 minutes.
I'd love to know exactly what this entails.
All right. Well, it's several steps involved. The first one being to just relax your body.
Start by relaxing the muscles in your forehead. Relax your eyes, your cheeks, your jaw, and focus on your breathing. Now go down to your neck and your shoulders and keep your arms loose to your side, including your hands and fingers. Imagine this warm sensation going from your head all the way down to your fingertips.
Yeah, if you can feel the warm sensation going from your groin down to your toes, you've relaxed too much.
Yeah.
You're going to have to wash your sheets.
It's not going to work.
That's about relaxing the body.
Yeah.
Which most of the time at the end of a long day, your body's exhausted. So it's not too hard to relax your body. It's the mind I struggle with. Are you the same?
All of a sudden, it's like not a thought goes through my head all day, even when the studio, not a thought goes through the head. And all of a sudden you lay down in bed and then your brain starts going, all right. It starts planning and things and making appointments for things and planning and all sorts of stuff.
Brain just starts vomiting up all the thoughts that it didn't get time for during the day. So Justin says there is a step that you need to follow to calm down your mind.
Now, while you're doing this, it's really important to clear your mind of any stresses. To do this, think of two scenarios. One, you're lying in a canoe on a calm lake with nothing but a clear blue sky above you. Two, you're lying in a black velvet hammock in a pitch black room.
Okay.
Okay, the second one sounds terrifying.
Really? I found the first one terrifying. I'm not good on open water, so in a canoe, in a lake, I'm like, I'd start like thinking about that scenario and be like, do I have a paddle? Am I out the lake without a paddle? Wait, is someone coming to rescue me?
Yeah.
Why am I out here?
Is it the Amazon? What kind of body of water is it?
And then, the second one was like a black velvet hammock pitch black room. I'm like, I'd be sitting there going like, okay, I'm imagining the hammock, but it's pitch black, so I can't actually see the hammock. What does it matter if that it's a black hammock? Can the hammock be any color?
Yeah.
Does it have to be velvet? Like, it just create more thoughts for me, which doesn't work. But Justin says there's one final step to this technique, and if you find yourself being distracted, this is what you do.
At any time when you start thinking of anything else or you start getting distracted, repeat these words for 10 seconds. Don't think. Don't think. Don't think.
So essentially, I just have to have the same mindset I do whenever I watch Big Brother.
Should
just
be easy.
Do that, should be fine.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Bega Valley Shire Mayor, it's a very good morning to Russell Fitzpatrick. Morning, Russell, how you going?
Good things, Brad, yourself?
Pretty good, thank you. First of all, congratulations again on being elected and voted in as our Bega Valley Shire Mayor.
Thanks, mate. They're very humbling. Absolute honour to represent the people of Bega Valley, the great people of Bega Valley. It's a great place to live and work, and we're just blessed to be able to share it with everyone.
Yeah, it's a good result. Do you get like the phone call conceding defeat from all the other candidates, like the with the prime ministership? Does that happen?
Nah, nothing like that, mate. We're not as formal as all that rubbish. We're just locals trying to represent and make our community a better place. A whole lot of the councillors and everyone who puts their name forward. So that's what you do it for.
Oh yeah, I imagine at local level, someone just runs in the bar and goes, "Oh, did you hear the news?"
You just got to walk into your local on a Friday night and get brought back to earth pretty quick.
That's it.
Well, yeah, you mentioned the word community, and that's what this Wednesday is all about. The Australia Day celebrations in Bega's Littleton Gardens. It all sort of starts at 7:30 a.m. If people want to feed, Wednesday is the morning to turn out. Free breakfast on offer.
Free breakfast there, and wonderful volunteers from, you know, the service clubs in Bega will be there providing that. And they do a great job in our community as well. And it starts at 7:30, and 8:30 we'll move to the formal part where we have, first of all, our Citizen of the Year and Senior Citizen of the Year and the Young Citizen of the Year Awards, and some great winners there and very deserving. And anyone who has a look at the references sent in for those people when they were nominated will see how they all contributed to our community and society. On top of that, we have 14 recipients of the Bega Valley Medallion for their service to the community, and again, over many years. So it's great that people put their names forward. And just being nominated at times as an honour and privilege sort of thing. So people do recognise the service that these people do in the community and want to honour them for it. And then on top of that, I've got 8 new citizens to swear in and pledge their allegiance to country, to Australia. That's one of the exciting parts of being a mayor, is watching people and being able to do that, for them to take their pledge and oath.
Yeah, do they get a nice little gift pack? Like, do they get like a jar of Vegemite, some Bega cheese, just to sort of...
Yeah, we have some gifts like that done up by the council to give to each of them. Sometimes we give them a native tree to plant, the memory for it. So, yeah, we'll have some gift pack there. It could be, maybe. I'll have to talk to Barry Irwin and make sure we get the Vegemite and cheese pack in there as well.
Yeah. As long as you keep the whole drop bears thing going, I'm happy.
It's part of the earth. Yeah, well, Jessica Duthie must be very proud to be named as the Young Citizen of the Year. Claire McMahon is our Senior Citizen of the Year, but I'm sure everyone backs your choice for the 2022 Citizen of the Year. This guy was our rock during the Black Summer bushfires, and he retired last year after 4 decades with the Rural Fire Service. John Cullen, former manager of the Far South Coast RFS, a worthy choice, Russell.
Yeah, look, my association with John goes back to junior cricket days, actually.
Oh, really?
Back in the 70s when I was probably his bunny, because he was such a good cricketer. I was probably his cheap wicket. Every time you see me come in, he must have rubbed his hands together.
And I'm throwing some short stuff at you.
Considerably over the years. I didn't need short stuff to get me out. He just got me out easily. But I think with John, the fact that 44 years later or 45 years later, after being competitive with sport, we're just good mates. And we're just still friends. I think everyone who comes in contact with him ends up a friend with him, because he's so humble, so obliging. You never hear him say a bad word about anything. He just moves on in life and tries to make the place a better place all the time. So you know, we can have a more humble and worthy recipient of the award this year.
For sure. No, it'll be good to see him honoured on Wednesday, along with all the other people that are accepting awards, and also to see the new people to the region being sworn in as well. So a big day, Australia Day celebrations, Littleton Gardens, Bega, 7:30, head down, grab something from the free breakfast, and then stay around to watch the awards. Should be a good day. Russell, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, it'll be a great day, and just welcome everyone there. It'll be great to have a big crowd there and acknowledge everyone and everything that happened.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
On this show, we're always promoting the responsible service and consumption of alcohol, but let's be honest, sometimes we do overindulge when it comes to parties, events, maybe the races, which is coming up, the Bega Cheese Cup this weekend. You may be having a couple of drinks for that, possibly for Australia Day. Mm-hmm. For me, I'm nowhere near, you know, what I used to be when I was growing up. Like, you could maybe go out for a couple of drinks Friday and you could back up Saturday, have Sunday to recover, be back at work Monday. Now, if I have a big night out, basically I'm just melting in the lounge the whole next day like butter. Hangovers, you know, it's just something that definitely happens a lot worse as you get older. But for the younger generation, you know, things are starting to open up more and more often. Music festivals are coming back. We're hearing that AXA coming and touring again. What if there was a special sauce, a secret sauce, not alcoholic, but something you could drink to help ease a hangover?
Like a hangover cure?
Maybe some sort of cure, something to kick the side effects just a little bit. I'm talking about a secret juice. Well, now there is one of those. Take a listen to this.
Entrepreneur Tim O'Sullivan claims to have the antidote to prevent hangovers.
There we are, legend. That's for you.
It's called Bay Juice, and it's being stocked at some of the country's largest scale music festivals.
You're meant to have it before you start drinking, so that's when it'll work its magic. So when you go to sleep, you'll wake up feeling a bit sort of replenished.
So what, it's water? Is this what it is? Like, you're supposed to drink plenty of water before you...
That's what it sort of
sounds
like, doesn't it? No, this is called Bay Juice. It sounds very fancy, very hipsterish. It involves...
It's like they're just bottling it in Byron Bay. Like, it's just seawater. It's like, oh, it's Bay Juice. That's what it is.
Saltiness. Yeah, it'll definitely work a treat, won't it? Basically, it's got a very special type of fruit, and this is what it is in a nutshell.
It's made of 100% Korean pear.
So there's actually an enzyme specifically in the Korean pear. It's called DHM, so it helps you break down the alcohol faster.
Apparently, Korean pear can break down alcohol faster.
If it's 100% Korean pear juice, isn't it just pear juice?
Yeah, I would kind of think so, wouldn't you?
Why are you dressing this up? Like, this Tim guy sounds shady as.
Yeah, he's definitely not wearing a lab coat. He's just wearing a hat back to front. You know, he looks like a hipster. So,
what is this?
All right, bay juice, no worries. And obviously, this hasn't been approved by any of the higher-ups. Just with a little tick of approval on it saying, you know, this is definitely good for your health.
Has it got?
They recommend it, you know.
Pete Evans on the cover, on the front of the product, giving a thumbs up.
I don't know. I
100% recommend.
A few years back, when I was still at radio school in Sydney, though, I was actually interviewing a place that there was a hangover clinic where you could go to, and they could even have people come up to you with IV drips and things to sort of rehydrate you to get you through a hangover. A bit extreme, this seems like it could be a better option. But obviously, the scientists, the intellectuals, they're saying that it's probably not as good as it seems to be.
It can sort of reduce dehydration, which is only one element of the hangover, but you could probably get the same effect by just drinking the water.
That's what I was saying.
Yes, there may be a few little holes in this business plan here, but if you're thinking about this, Brad, maybe you're thinking about having a couple of extra drinks for Australia Day coming up. It costs around $4 for 125 mils of this at Coles and Woolies.
Of course it does.
Yeah, a little bit ridiculous, isn't it? Their motto as well is quite funny. I think it needs a bit of work, just like their whole business pitch. Their motto is wellness after badness. It's a bit dodgy. You know, for me, if I'm someone who's going to be laying on a lounge, you know, hungover the next day, I think the perfect one would be 2 bays a day keeps the screaming missus away.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.